各位听众大家好，欢迎收听今天的 English Digest。 I'm Tina。
Hi, I'm Bill。
对了，要延续昨天我们跟 Bill 老师一起来探讨的主题，也就是 West Side Story， 我们今天要来看看为什么它会那么的成功，就像我们的标题里面所写的 Still Dancing After 5 Decades。 So Bill, what makes West Side Story so successful?
Well, I think there's a couple different reasons. The first I'm going to say is its connection to so many people because it is a classic romantic tragedy. I mean, that's why so many of Shakespeare's stories are so popular still today. Like we learned, West Side Story is an adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. However, I think the biggest reason that makes that classic story in this way, like told in this way, still so popular is that the musicIn this play, and the lyrics too, the words and the music are incredible. They're so different than anything else that's done now.
啊，所以 Bill 认为他之所以会那么的成功呢，第一个原因当然是呢，他在描述故事所牵涉的人是非常广的，不是只有一对一或者是几个人，而是很多的人，很多的面向。另外一个呢，很重要的就是他有非常棒的音乐，还有里面的词呢也是相当的不错的这样子。所以其实我们今天要探讨的主题呢，也就是为什么他会那么的成功。不过在我们看文章之前，我们不要忘记哦，今天是一个阅读的测验，所以我们先把今天的题目都先看过一次。我们首先来看看第一题。
Which of the following is not true about West Side Story? So obviously we have 4 questions here. 3 of them are going to be correct according to our articles, and 1 is just not true.
所以第一题呢，就是要问我们下列的4个选项，哪一个关于 West Side Story 的叙述不是正确的？这一题要做正确啊，当然呢要把全部的文章都看完了才有办法做题哦。接下来我们请看第二题。
Which of the following can be said of West Side Story? So of our 4 choices here, we're going to choose the one that we can say is true of West Side Story, and of course we need to see that in our articles.
没错，其实第二题啊，也是要看完整篇文章才有办法选出对于这个 West Side Story 的描述是属于正确的。好，接下来我们看看第三题。
What were 2 main themes in West Side Story according to the passage? So the theme, of course, is the main idea in the story. Out of our 4 choices, one of them talks about 2 main ideas or 2 themes that we actually read about for West Side Story in our articles.
好，所以第三题呢，我们就要知道这个字啊 ，theme 指的就是主题。所以在这个 West Side Story 里面有2个，是哪2个是主要所描述的主题？那么也是要看完文章，我们特别要注意的事情。接下来我们看第四题。
According to the author, what did West Side Story do for musicals? So in our 2-day article here, we got.You know, a lot of information about what happened in West Side Story and also what it was all about and what people thought of it. So somewhere the author talks about what the West Side Story did for all the other musicals. I mean, maybe it made it so people never went to see musicals again. I don't think that's what it is, but one of our 4 choices is true.
所以其实啊，这一句就是问说了，根据这个作者呢，他对于这个 West Side Story 跟 musicals 所带来的影响有哪些？是大家看完了 West Side Story 就不想再看 musical 了吗？还是有其他的想法呢？好，那当然要等到看完今天的文章才知道咯。我们就先请 Bill 老师帮我们把今天的文章念过一次。
When it opened, West Side Story hit home with critics and audiences alike.Its characters' bold dialogues reminded people of racism and other hardships facing new immigrants in America. It also highlighted America's growing problem of gang warfare. Both themes came to life on stage through characters people could identify with and a plot that contrasted love with hatred. The story's playwright, Arthur Lorenz, did not work alone to turn his story into an award-winning musical. Rather, he cooperated with many talented artists.New York Philharmonic director Leonard Bernstein wrote the toe-tapping tunes that people are still whistling today. They include I Feel Pretty, Maria, and America. Choreographer Jerome Robbins and lyricist Stephen Sondheim also contributed. They used sharp dance moves and daring lyrics to prove that musicals could be a serious form of art. The combined efforts of cast and crew earned West Side Story immense popularity. 732 shows followed its Broadway premiere before it went on tour. Later, the successful show was adapted into a movie, which earned 11 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. It also took home a Grammy for Best Soundtrack. In a time when musicals were considered overdramatic, West Side Story demonstrated that they could deal with serious issues while still entertaining audiences. To this day, as it heads toward its golden anniversary, West Side Story remains one of the greatest musicals of all time.
所以其实啊，在 Bill 老师念完今天的课文，我们大概就知道为什么 West Side Story 会这么样的成功。当然喽，是靠着呢像这些的 playwright 剧作家，还有这些 lyricist 就是所谓的歌词的创作者，还有编舞者 choreographer 这些人啊一起的努力，也就造就了今天 West Side Story 的成功喽。那我们就来看看今天的文章。
When it opened, West Side Story hit home with critics and audiences alike. When something hits home, it means that it really affects you strongly. So it hit home with the audiences and critics, people that would watch shows like this and write about it in the newspapers.
所以我们首先要看到这个片语叫做 hit home with. 当我们说 hit home 的话呢，也就是呢所谓的引起你很大的回响。那如果你去翻字典的话呢，可能它解释成为敲进适合的位置。那这里讲到 hit home with critics and audiences alike， 也就是啊，它引起不管是这些影评家 critics， 或者是这些观众 audiences， 相同地呢，造成了很大的回应。所以我们就用这里的片语 hit home。With.
Well, how did it hit home with these two groups of people? Its characters' bold dialogues reminded people of racism and other hardships facing new immigrants in America. So the dialogue is basically the spoken words in a story or in a movie or a musical. It's what people say, their lines. And these dialogues were bold, so they were strong and forward and direct.And these dialogues, so it reminded the people, the critics and audiences, that these things are what new immigrants in America face all the time. When you face something, you have to deal with it. So what is racism? Well, that's a really terrible thing. It's actually talking about other people, making decisions about how to treat other people, and acting towards other people in a certain way because of where they come from. The idea was all these new immigrants or people that moved to America to live,always had to deal with people saying, you know, go home, go back to Africa, or back to China, or in this case, back to Puerto Rico.
好，所以这里讲到他首先为什么会成功，当然也就是呢 ，as characters bold dialogues， 就是在这个剧作当中所使用的对话呢，都是相当的大胆的，我们就用 bold 这个字，非常的直接的呢，来 reminded people of something， 提醒人们什么事情呢？首先我们看的呢，就是第一个 racism， 当然就是所谓的种族歧视的这个问题 ，and other hardships， 这些的 hardship 就是。艰难跟困难 facing new immigrants in America. Face 这个字呢，在这里我们用的是主动，也就是说这些呢到美国新进移民他们所要面对的这些艰难跟困难，我们都可以用 face 这个字。那其实啊，我们说人面临什么事情的时候呢，有时候我们也可以用被动的 someone be faced with. 那也就是说，换一个角度来说，就是这些艰难跟困难 facing new immigrants in America.所以我们在这里看到的呢，是一个 V-I-N-G 来代表主动的意思。
Well, the play also did something. It highlighted America's growing problem of gang warfare. When you highlight something, you really show that thing, or make it look different than everything around it. In fact, when you have that yellow pen that you can color over letters or words in your book so that you can find it easily later on, that pen's called a highlighter.Okay, so the play is highlighting this growing problem. It's a problem that's getting bigger. Gang warfare. Warfare, of course, is the act of two groups of people fighting each other. We're talking about the gangs fighting on the streets in America.
这里的 it 呢，指的也就是这里的 West Side Story， 它呢同样的也凸显出一个问题。我们在这里用的动词叫做 highlight， 就是有使突出的意思。那像我们常常使用的荧光笔呢，就叫做 highlighter， 加上 er。那凸显的东西呢，也就是美国这个剧增的这种什么问题呢 ？Gang warfare， 也就是帮派之间的斗争跟冲突。Warfare 指的就是一种战争的状态跟冲突。
Well, both themes came to life on stage through characters people could identify with and a plot that contrasted love with hatred. Anyway, these two themes came to life, it says, and that means that the idea, you could really see it acted out by people. It was like the ideas of these, the gang warfare and the hardships immigrants face, these ideas were actually alive because you could see that in the people on stage.Through characters people could identify with. Characters are the people in a story or in a play here, so the way that the characters of Tony and Maria and the rest acted on stage, they really brought the themes to life, and you could identify with them. You could connect with them and think of what it would like to deal with the problems they dealt with. There was also this plot, the story, that contrasted love with hatred. When you contrast one thing with another,It means you compare them one against the other, love and hatred.
所以这里就看到我们今天要探讨的问题就是 both themes. 这里回顾一下所谓的 themes, 主题啊就是前面讲的咯。一个就是 racism, 另外一个就是所谓的 gang warfare, 对不对？等一下在做题的时候我们就要注意咯。那这两个主题呢 came to life, 被活生生的呢搬到了这个舞台上。Through, 透过什么东西？第一个是 characters people could identify with. 我们人啊是 identify with the characters, 我们去认同去感同身受这个舞台上角色呢怎么样子的演出 and a plot, 另外除了透过角色的表演还有就是这个故事的情节而这个情节呢是怎么样呢 contrasted love with hatred, 当我们说 contrast A with B, 也就是把这两个东西呢拿来做一个对比跟对照所以这样子的角色情节呢都可以借由呢这样搬到舞台上来凸显出这两个主题也就是 racism 跟 gang warfare.
Well, the story's playwright, Arthur Laurent, did not work alone to turn his story into an award-winning musical. Rather, he cooperated with many talented artists. Now, a playwright is basically somebody who writes a play. So when you say the story's playwright, you mean the person that wrote West Side Story. And his name is Arthur Laurent.Now, he did not work alone to turn his story into this award-winning musical. The musical won awards. Arthur Laurent did not work alone. He turned his story into this musical, so we know that he kind of worked on it a lot to make it so great that it would win these awards. Basically, we're learning here that he cooperated with many talented artists. When you cooperate, you work together for the same goal, for the same reason, and he worked with many of these artists thatare very talented, very good at what they do.
所以呢一个音乐剧要成功当然呢需要最基本的首先就是呢 the story's playwright. 这里的 playwright 指的就是这个剧作家他当然不是 work alone, 不是独自的来完成 turn his story into an award-winning musical. turn into, 也就是把它转换成为 award-winning, 也就是得奖咯。那 rather, 我们这里呢相反的我们也可以用 instead 来代替相反的呢 he cooperated with many talented artists. 当然要跟其他人一起合作才有今天的成就咯。
New York Philharmonic director Leonard Bernstein wrote the toe-tapping tunes that people are still whistling today. Probably one of the most reasons or famous reasons that this musical is famous. A Philharmonic is actually a group of musicians that work together in an orchestra usually.I've always loved that word because it literally means love of good sounds or love of harmonious sounds. So it's this group of people that love good sounds that work together in an orchestra. And it was the director, Leonard Bernstein. He wrote the toe-tapping tunes, music that makes you want to tap your feet, and that people are still whistling today. So they still know the music and they remember it and sing it and whistle it to themselves today.
所以首先介绍的呢就是这个 New York Philharmonic Director， 这个纽约爱乐交响乐团或是管弦乐团里面的这个指挥，就是叫做 Leonard Bernstein。 那么呢其实啊 Philharmonic 这个字呢，刚刚 Bill 老师有告诉我们啊，它指的其实就是 Love of Harmonious Sound， 对于爱乐的这些呢常常是跟 Orchestra 这个字一起连用的。那他就写了一些 Toe Tapping Tunes， 让你听了的那种曲调就好像脚趾头想要在那边开始随着节奏一起起舞的这种曲调，我们就叫做 The Toe Tapping Tunes。 那到了今天啊，人们还会呢容易朗朗上口。
Well, what are these songs? They include I Feel Pretty, Maria, and America. We'll move on and learn that choreographer Jerome Robbins and lyricist Stephen Sondheim also contributed. A choreographer is someone who organizes and sets up the dance moves and the motion in a play. So he did all the dancing. And a lyricist is someone who writes words, basically. So Stephen Sondheim wrote the words for the music. They also both then contributed or had something to do with this play.
另外介绍的两个人，一个是 choreographer编舞者，还有这个 lyricist， 这些写歌词的人，同样的也就促成了这件事情的成功。我们用的动词是 contribute。
They used sharp dance moves and daring lyrics to prove that musicals could be a serious form of art. Now I found this really interesting when we read this, because we're saying that the musical, of course, seemed kind of silly before, because it's a lot of people dancing around and laughing.But here we have real professional dancers and real professional lyricists and playwrights and people that write music. And all of them together created this incredible musical. They used sharp or quick and interesting dance moves, the latest in the art, and daring lyrics. Words, that's what lyrics are, words for a song. Words that were maybe things you wouldn't expect. I mean, maybe people thought, oh, they shouldn't be singing that.It's right on the edge of what is acceptable. But because they did this, they showed that music could be a serious form of art. It could do everything art is supposed to do, like challenge your beliefs and make you think about what it means to be alive and be in a city like New York.
没错，因为、啊、一般人都会把 musicals 拿来跟 operas 来做比较。大家以前呢都认为 musicals 感觉不是这么正经的一门艺术，可是呢借由这个 West Side Story， 他们用了两个方式，一个是 sharp dance moves， 当然也就是编舞者的成功哦，另外还有一些大胆的词 daring lyrics 来证明 to prove that musicals could be a serious form of art， 其实啊还是一门很正经很严肃的艺术的一种呈现。好，我们先休息一下，等一下再继续回来看看今天的文章。
I like to live in America. I like to live in America. You know, there's a lot more words than that, Tina, but those are the only ones I can remember right now. However, that's a famous line from the play West Side Story, which is what we've been talking about for the past 2 days.
Wow, 所以其实啊，我们刚刚就讲到了，他所创造出来的这些 tunes 可以让我们其实啊 ，people today are still whistling. 所以一提到这个 West Side Story, Bill 老师呢就忍不住呢要哼上几段了。相信大家应该觉得他唱的还不错吧。
Okay, well, we move into the third paragraph, and we see that the combined efforts of cast and crew earned West Side Story immense popularity. This is true. Efforts are the work that you do, the hard work usually, to get something done or to make something. The combined efforts, then, mean everything that everybody did. The cast, so the people that were in the play, the crew, the people that helped put the play on, carried everything and set everything up.All of their hard work earned West Side Story immense popularity. Immense means very, very large, a huge amount. And the word immense really has this feeling that it's so big you cannot believe how big it is. Here, we're saying West Side Story was incredibly popular.
所以这里我们看到其实成功呢是需要大家的 combined efforts， 来自于这些演员 cast， 还有这些 crew 幕后的工作人员一起的呢，来 earned West Side Story immense popularity。 我们用的动词是 earn， 当然了，这些东西都是得来不易，好不容易才赚取到这些伟大的成就跟名声。
Well, here's an example of how popular it was. 732 shows followed its Broadway premiere before it went on tour. A premiere is basically the first time that a show is done. So, you know, you can always hear about the Broadway premiere, then is the first time a play is shown on Broadway. And usually after a premiere, it might run for a week or two if it's not too famous, maybe for a month or two if it's famous, and then they usually go on tour. They take the show all over the U.S., maybe all over the world. Here, they had 732 shows, so they continued to show it on Broadway for a long time.
好，所以这就讲到他有多么的成功了。首先提到的呢，就是在这个百老汇的首演 premiere， 通常我们也可以说电影的首演就是叫做 movie premiere。 那在这个首演之后啊，有732场的表演 before it went on tour， 接下来就是巡回演出咯。刚刚 Bill 老师有解释，其实通常在 premiere 之后呢，可能只上映个一两个月就要去 went on tour， 可是呢关于这个 West Side Story， 他却是加演了732场之后才开始巡回演出，可见他有多么的受欢迎了。
Now later, the successful show was adapted into a movie, which earned 11 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. We also see that it took home a Grammy for Best Soundtrack. So, later, meaning after the premiere and after that first year and the tour, the successful show was adapted into a movie.Remember, at the whole beginning of our story here yesterday, we talked about how West Side Story is an adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. So when something is adapted for something else or into something else, means you change it a little bit so you can present that same thing in a different way. Here, the show is adapted or changed into, well, a movie. That's pretty simple. You see it in a movie theater instead of as a play.And this movie earned 11 Academy Awards. Those are the Oscars. We just saw that with Ang Lee actually won another Oscar for that fantastic movie he did this year. So he won an Academy Award. And back when West Side Story came out as the movie, it won 11 Academy Awards. Now, for movies, you have the Oscars. For music, you have the Grammys. That's like the big awards for the latest music.And the soundtrack, the songs and the music from the movie also took home a Grammy.
所以这里我们就来看到了，稍后 The successful show was adapted into a movie。 昨天我们看到的呢是 adaptation 改编，那今天就看到了这个成功的表演呢之后就被改编成为一部电影咯， adapted into a movie。 那么它有多么的成功呢？ Which earned 获得了11项的奥斯卡奖。这里所谓的 Academy Awards 指的就是我们常说的奥斯卡咯，包括是最佳的影片 Best Picture。 另外呢，讲到音乐的时候，我们想到的呢就是 Grammy Award， 也就是所谓的葛莱美奖，它则是获得了最佳的电影原声带 Best Soundtrack。
In a time when musicals were considered overdramatic, West Side Story demonstrated that they could deal with serious issues while still entertaining audiences. This is definitely true becauseNo one took musicals seriously before West Side Story. They didn't really think it was serious art. They wanted to see a play on Broadway with, you know, real confused and emotional faces and acting, and not with people that would all of a sudden start dancing and singing. They thought that that kind of thing, a musical, was overdramatic, too much drama in it. However, West Side Story demonstrated that they could deal with serious issues.And entertain audiences.
所以这里就提到了，为什么 musicals 会因为 West Side Story 而改观，这就跟我们今天的问题有关咯。他说在当时啊， musicals were considered over dramatic， 有点过度夸张，那种戏剧的效果太多了。但是呢，这个西城故事呢，却证明了 they could deal with serious issues， 它可以处理一些比较严肃认真的议题。就像我们之前讲到了，像是 racism 这样子的议题 ，while 而同时呢，仍然能够怎么样娱乐这些观众 ，entertaining audiences.
Well, to this day, as it heads towards its golden anniversary, its 50th anniversary.West Side Story definitely remains, or it still is, one of the greatest musicals of all time.
所以文章的句子呢，就告诉我们啦，到了今天呢，当他迈入他的 Golden Anniversary, 在他每一个周年，黄金的周年日的时候，也就是第五十年咯，这个西城故事啊 ,remains, 仍然是呢，在所有的历史上来看是 one of the greatest musicals. 所以今天的文章就到此为止。不过别忘了，我们还有四题的 comprehension questions, 我们就逐题的来看看今天的问题。
Number one says, which of the following is not true about West Side Story? Well, looking at our choices, you know what I think of right away is that this story took place in post-World War II New York City. So after World War II, not before, is the setting of the story.So choice C is the one to choose.
好，所以在昨天的文章我们就有看到这个 West Side Story 它的场景的设置呢，则是什么 post the Second World War， 也就是在二次世界大战之后。所以在这里呢，根据它叙述所不同的地方，那我们答案就选 C 咯。接下来请看第二题。
Which of the following can be said of West Side Story?So out of our four choices, we're going to talk about what may be true considering what we read. Now out of all these, the only thing that really makes sense is that it was still popular. It has this enduring popularity that has lasted many years. I mean, we can get that just from the title, the fact that it's still dancing after five decades.
没错，其实从标题就可以看出这一题的答案了。A 说呢 ，it has an enduring popularity. Enduring 就是呢持续的，那这种受欢迎的程度是一直持续下去。That has lasted many years， 也维持了非常多的年，也就跟我们的标题是互相符合的。接下来请看第三题。
What were two main themes in West Side Story according to the passage?Easy to answer if you were listening closely while we were teaching the article. Correct choice is D, strained race relations and gang conflict.
没错，之前我们就提到了，这里的主题主要讲的呢，就是这种紧绷的种族的关系，以及这些帮派的互斗咯。所以第三题，我们答案选 D.
According to the author, says question four, what did West Side Story do for musicals?Well, it's in our last paragraph. Remember that it showed that musicals could be serious and entertaining at the same time.
所以呢，在这里的最后一段就告诉我们了，它其实呢展现出来的就是 musicals could be serious, 可以很认真、很严肃、很震惊，但是同时呢又具有娱乐性。所以同学们不妨在听完今天的录音之后呢，可以去租一下 West Side Story, 体验一下我们所讲的内容咯。That's it for today. I'm Tina.
And I'm Bill.
Goodbye.